Tom Woods Show, episode 2136.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here, the Tom Woods Show.
Folks, I don't know about you, but I am running into a lot of progressives saying, look, police, fire, schools, these are all great examples of socialism. Well, let's focus on that school example. I've got a free ebook called Education Without the State that makes a pretty darn good case for a stateless approach to education. Pick it up at nostateeducation.com. Hey, everybody, Tom Woods here. Glad to have our old friend Ryan Levesque back on joining us. He is the Inc. 500 CEO of the Ask Method company. He's the number one national best-selling author of the books Choose and Ask. You can find his work in the Wall Street Journal, the Harvard Business Review, USA Today, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and on and on. He's got 250,000 entrepreneurs who subscribe to his email newsletter. And he's going to talk to us about Web3 or Web 3.0, which is changing a lot of the ways people do business now. Because a lot of us, how about that, have become interested in privacy online and protecting our information. And a lot of businesses, perhaps your own, have just grown accustomed to being able to use cookies and get the information they need. And now there are all kinds of compliance requirements about alerting people to the kind of information that you're getting. Sometimes you're not able to get that information because people just ain't sharing it anymore. And they're making sure that it's not being shared. So what is the way forward in this new world? So Ryan, welcome to the show.
Tom, it's great to be back and really looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've talked to you and you're more successful than ever. I love having friends who, when I don't keep up with them and then I finally get back in touch with them, they're doing great and they have all these new interesting things to tell me. Excellent. I'm interested, of course, in you and your work. I love your book, Ask. I've implemented a great deal of that in my own work. I just launched a new membership site this year. And although I should have used your method, I still nevertheless kind of at least follow the spirit of it. Because I launched a membership where I basically said, for the first 6 months, I'm going to have a whole bunch of founding members or beta testers. And in this first 6 months, you get a massive discount. And I'm not even thinking about the first 6 months as being a big moneymaker for me. I'm thinking of the first 6 months as an opportunity to get to know the biggest fans of what I do and to find out from them what they want the most. And so it's kind of in the spirit of Ryan Levesque.
I like it. I really like it a lot. I mean, one of the things that I've been preaching and teaching for years is that no matter what business you're in, your message should come from your market, not from your mind. And really what that means is your message, and that's both your marketing message, but also the message that you're conveying in your product and what it is that you're actually selling, should come and be sourced from your market, not necessarily something that you invent in a room by yourself with this sort of spark of innovation and inspiration. It should be sourced from what is it that your market truly wants and needs, and you build a business around that. And so I love that you're doing that. Even if you're not following the ask method to the letter, the fact that you're sort of following the spirit of the ask method puts a smile on my face.
Well, I have an audience that is very interested in online privacy that, you know, looks at big tech with, let's say, a jaundiced eye. Even though we do use it a lot of times, we're not so thrilled about maybe some of their practices and so on and so forth. So some of what you've been talking about lately about so-called Web 3.0, I think might be right up their alley. So first of all, what do we mean by this weird-sounding term, Web 3.0?
Yeah, it's a great question. Now, when many people hear this term Web 3.0, which is in reference to this third era of the internet, many people have this misconception that what we're talking about here is limited to cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and the Facebook metaverse. And people have this vision that, oh, the 3.0 version of the web is going to be all of us with virtual reality headsets, bumping into walls, walking around like zombies. And that's not what Web 3.0 is at all. To understand Web 3.0, it's important to understand Web 2.0 and 1.0 and how we got to where we are here today. Really what it means and what to do about it. So if you think about the first era of the internet, Web 1.0, this was the first time in history where we experienced this mass democratization of information in a way that we'd never experienced before. Think about it. Up until that point, if you wanted to study something, you needed to go to a library or a university, which had control over information in order to learn something about it. We had to go to the encyclopedia. But Web 1.0, for the first time ever, anybody could create any website on any topic under the sun. And so you had this mass proliferation of all these different websites that people owned, and we had this mass democratization of information for the first time in history. But with every culture comes counterculture, and every cycle has a countercycle attached to it. In that process, people started realizing, well, creating your own website is a lot of work, like maintaining your own server, learning how to write code, learning to put all these things together. And so we started seeing these big tech platforms emerge where people said, look, instead of maintaining your own server and maintaining your own website, just come over here. Don't create a website, just create a Facebook page. Twitter emerged, YouTube emerged. You have all these big tech platforms that emerged that kind of served as the backbone of Web 2.0. So where we had this mass democratization of information and traffic on the internet, in the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen this mass consolidation, this mass centralization of information and control in the hands of a few big tech platforms. And we know what they are. It's the Facebooks, it's the Amazons, it's the Googles of the world and all of their sub-properties and network that they own. So Web 1.0 was this mass decentralization. Web 2.0 was this mass centralization. And now what we're seeing with distrust higher than it's ever been in the world, distrust in all institutions at all levels, distrust in government, distrust in the financial institutions, and distrust in big tech, people are voting with their feet and they're saying, we do not want this anymore. We want to take back control of our own data, take back control of our own privacy. So we're seeing in this new movement, this new era, this Web 3.0 era, a return to that decentralization, taking back control, this counter movement away from big tech, away from big social media, more in the direction of owning your own data. And so with that, that backdrop provides a very exciting opportunity for anybody who has a digital business, anybody who generates customers and clients online, and at the same time, a window of opportunity that must be taken advantage of now in order to not be left in the dust.
Well, one of the things that appeals to me about your approach to finding out what people want is, as I said, that it's so transparent and straightforward. You just come out and ask people. You're not trying to track them online and see what they're up to and then crunching numbers and stuff like that. It's like with this program that I have, I wanted to know what topics would people most urgently like to hear discussed. So I came up with a ranked choice. I guess I did do kind of, now that I think about it, I guess I did do a little bit of a quiz, but I came up with a ranked choice thing where instead of just telling me, which one of these do you like the most? I had people rank them from 1 to 10. And then I could see which are the ones that people want most urgently. I didn't have to dig into demographics. I didn't have to, you know, dig into their search histories. Not that I have access to that, but I didn't even have to think that way. Instead, it was people were pleased to tell me because they knew I was asking. They were pleased to offer, hand over the information voluntarily because they knew it would give them a better user experience. So that is an approach to customers that will also, I think, have the side effect of appealing to folks like people who follow me who really do value their online privacy. It doesn't mean they'll never answer your questions, but just ask them. Just ask them, you'll get the answer.
There's something different between tracking someone's behavior in the background and when someone lands on your website, beginning by asking a series of questions and being very transparent. Listen, the reason why we're asking for this information is if you can tell me a little bit about who you are, a little bit about what you're looking for, I can, or we can, point you in the right direction. We can recommend the best next step for you, as opposed to tracking people in the background, spying on people's dinner conversations. And there are two levels to this conversation. One is using this approach as a competitive advantage. With distrust as the default emotion online, people walk into any interaction online feeling distrust. Well, you can counter that by being incredibly transparent in what it is that you're doing and letting people know that you're asking these questions in order to not only better sell, but more importantly, better serve them as a consumer. So there's that competitive advantage element. But there's also another layer to this, Tom, which is this is a necessity to succeed. And I'll explain what I mean by that. In this last Web 2.0 era of the internet, we have relied on third-party data in order to drive commerce online. And really what that means is information among the big tech platforms gets shared with one another. Facebook spying on your conversation. Google is monitoring your search history. And all that data gets aggregated together so that the Facebooks of the world can say, ah, are you a backpack company? Well, we can serve your ads and your content to people that we think are ready to buy a backpack. How do we know this? Because we track user behavior. And we know that this person over here has been shopping for backpacks on all these different websites, and we think they are perfect for you. Now, all of that changed in 2021 when Apple made the seminal announcement of their iOS 14 operating system, where they said, we are no longer going to share that data with Facebook, with Google, with the other platforms. And so when they did that, Apple quite literally cut the umbilical cord of that information that was being pumped into Facebook. And Facebook's effectiveness to serve the right content to the right people was cut off at the knees. And so you now have Google that made an announcement not that long ago that they're following suit, eliminating third-party cookies as we know it. So for those of us who have been online businesses or marketers, and we've relied on this paradigm of third-party data over the last 7 to 8 years, that paradigm is over. It no longer exists. And so what it means is we need to replace a third-party data strategy with what's known as a zero-party data strategy. Third-party data is a third party that you're relying on that information to feed and grow your business. Zero-party data, Tom, is exactly what you're talking about. When someone lands on your website, zero-party data is information that you are explicitly asking for and that the website visitor is explicitly providing. Not that you're tracking in the background, but they are volunteering for the explicit purpose of being better sold to and better served so that you can recommend the right products, the right messaging, serve the right content based on their situation, their needs, their challenges, their wants, and their desires. So it's a fundamental shift. And for anybody who does not have a zero-party data strategy right now, you are set up to fail in this new Web3 era of the online digital marketing universe.
On the one hand, that sounds interesting and encouraging and exciting. But on the other hand, it sounds kind of scary because maybe I don't have such a strategy and I don't know where to how to get one. So what do you do in this new environment? What do you recommend people do then?
Arguably, the single most effective zero-party data strategy, one that is setting you up to succeed in this new paradigm, this new era, is one that revolves around something that's known as a quiz funnel. Now, what is a quiz funnel? Quiz funnel is not a flippant quiz that you may have seen online, like, you know, what Harry Potter character is your dog? It has nothing to do with that. Those quizzes are great, nothing against them. They're fun for entertainment, might share them with your friends. What we're talking about here is a paradigm that's known as attract, diagnose, and prescribe. So that when someone is on one of these third-party platforms, they land on your website, you begin by asking a series of questions to better understand who they are, so you can ultimately prescribe the best next step for them. And along the way, you're gathering all this data, not just a person's email address, but you're asking questions. And with that information, with that data, you're amassing not only a valuable asset in your business, but something that you can connect back to the third-party platforms, to the Facebooks and the Googles of the world. And you can connect that umbilical cord back to them and say, hey, Facebook, show my stuff, serve my ads, present my content to people who are like the people who just went through this quiz, who just went through this assessment. So what you're doing here is you're gathering this information in service of your clients, in service of your customers, so that you can create a better experience. And you're setting yourself up to have this data so that your stuff gets served to the right people at the right time, in the right way, in the places that they are still frequenting. Don't get me wrong, even though Facebook has lost users on a net basis, they still have over 1 billion people with a B visiting their website every single day, multiple times a day. chances are, if you're listening to this conversation right now, you don't have a billion people visiting your website every single day. So we want to rely on where people are at right now, move them from these external platforms onto land that you own, not rented land, land that you own. And a quiz funnel, which we'll talk a little bit about here in a moment, is the central key strategy to making this work. If you are a small business owner, not a big tech company with millions in the bank and billions in profit, but if you are a solo operator, a small business owner, if you are a consultant, an expert, if you are just trying to, you know, put food on the table and succeed in this new paradigm, this is how the rest of us, people like you and me, Tom, and those of us listening to this right now, this is how we fight big tech. This is how we use this strategy in our business. And again, that first step is having a quiz funnel when someone lands on your website where you're able to attract, diagnose, and prescribe so you can ultimately better sell and better serve your audience.
Hey, everybody, this takes just a minute to remind you that there are so many things that people can struggle with, like anxiety and depression and stress and relationship issues, and they afflict us for so long and so regularly that we come to assume that this is just part of life, that there's nothing we can do about this. This is just our fate. In fact, we're so caught in it that the very question of whether it could be avoided, whether there's anything that could be done about it, sometimes doesn't even cross our minds. Well, Woods is here to tell you that there is help in the form of our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will figure out exactly what it is you need, match you up with a licensed professional therapist who specializes in what you need. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. You can check out the ton of testimonials on their website. And by the way, just in case they don't fix you up with your perfect therapeutic match, they'll get you another one. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/woods. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/woods. Can I just ask you the basic question of, okay, once I get them on my site, I've got this strategy in place where I'm going to find out something about them and serve them in the best possible way. Hmm. But how do I get them there? I mean, isn't that the big hard thing? I mean, it's two things. It's first, it's getting them there.
Right.
And then secondly, once they're there, maximize the chances that they'll convert into a customer or a viewer, or they'll sign up for your mailing list or something. But are there any best practices for getting them there in the first place? Like, how do I also, I want to get there people who are targeted. I, if I'm a backpack company, I don't want couch potatoes coming to my website. So what do I do?
Absolutely. So let's talk about the attract step in that attract, diagnose, prescribe paradigm. So you can move people from virtually any platform in the world onto your website via a quiz funnel. And we have clients who do this using anything from Facebook traffic, YouTube videos, off of Google, LinkedIn in B2B markets, people who have podcasts who drive people to their website via a quiz funnel, people who use radio ads and even billboards, believe it or not. We've had over 12,000 quiz funnels built on our technology platform. Over 200 million individuals have gone through one of our quiz funnels in our platform. So we've seen virtually every traffic source imaginable work to move people to your website. That being said, when it comes to attracting people, why is a quiz funnel so effective? Well, there are a few things going on, but it all centers around the psychology of self-discovery, the promise of self-discovery. Think about it. If you have a promise for someone to click on your Facebook post and visit your website, what's going to be more compelling? Click the link below to get my ebook, or click the link below to find out your results. You're shifting the conversation from being about you, me, like the marketer, me, to being about the end user, the visitor, and making it all about them, all about you. You shift from a me conversation to a you conversation. Now, there's more going on beneath the surface, but as a first step to think about, well, what type of quiz might make sense for your business? There are three different types of quiz funnels that work incredibly well. And what I'd love to invite you to do if you're listening to this right now is just to, in the back of your mind, if you're, you know, listening to this in your car, you're working out, or you're walking or doing whatever, just start thinking about which of these three types of quiz funnels might make the most sense for your business. First type of quiz funnel is what we call a type quiz. A type quiz is where you're putting people into one of several buckets based on who they are, based on their type. And I'll give you an example of this. There's a skincare company that we worked with years ago, big brand that many of us would know. They had several different skincare products, and they came out with something called the skin type quiz to identify what skincare product is right for you, where you ask a series of questions to understand a person's skin type. Do you have dry skin, oily skin? Do you have sensitivities? Do you have issues with your, on your face, on your arms, on your back, all of these different things. And with that information, recommending the right product for them. So that's a type-based quiz. Now, it's in contrast to the second type of quiz, Tom, which is a killer quiz. Killer quiz is where you're helping people identify the biggest mistake they're making in their life that's holding them back from getting results. And an example of this would be the golf swing killers quiz. This is a golf instructor years ago created this quiz to help people identify the biggest mistake they're making in their golf swing. And on the back of this quiz, built an incredibly successful business, literally asking people questions about their golf swing, diagnosing the mistake that they're making and prescribing the right next step, prescribing the right fix. So that's a killer quiz. Third type of quiz, what we call a score quiz. A score quiz where you ask people a series of questions to help identify where they are in that area of life or business and how they're doing relative to their peers, relative to where they should be based on where they're at right now. An example that comes to mind is a digital marketing agency out of Canada called Powered by Search created this quiz, what's your digital readiness score? How ready are you to take your brick and mortar offline business online? Take the quiz to find out now. And created an incredibly successful digital marketing agency in Canada all on the back of this quiz. So a good first step to kind of get the creative juices flowing, to start brainstorming possibilities, thinking about you and your business is three types of quizzes, type, killer, or score. Which one might make the most sense for you?
Yeah. See, I'm sitting here thinking, what you said a while ago is now fully resonating with me about turning the psychology around a little bit. Because my whole thing is always, here's my free ebook. Right. But then I think, how do I actually act? I almost never, there are ebooks being offered everywhere I go, and I almost never accept it.
Right.
But if it's a, here's a quiz, and then click here for your results, I am a sucker for that. I click that all the time. And so now I'm sitting here as you're talking, I'm daydreaming, thinking about how can I use this to build my own list and to extend my reach by tapping into the same psychology that I myself, live by, which is, if it's about me, you're darn right. I want you to email me my results. I'm probably not even thinking if you email me my results, that means I'm on your mailing list now, So it definitely does work. Do you use these quiz results, though, also to segment your customers? Like if the quiz result returns some kind of result, well, maybe they need like a beginner package and another result, they need a more advanced package. Do you have to go into it at that level or can you just do a simple quiz?
That's a great question. And it's sort of, one of these things that, the old adage is, well, when's the best time to plant a tree? And of course, we've heard that one before, right? 25 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Well, it's today, right? And the reason why I bring that up is even if you are not thinking of using the data that you gather from this quiz funnel to segment your list today, right now, a year from now, when you are ready, you're going to look back at this moment in time and one of two things is going to be true. Either A, you're going to say, man, I wish I would have done it because now that I've got a little bit more space and a little bit more breath, I'd much rather have 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 people and know all this information about them so I can segment them. Or you're going to say, I sure am glad I did it back then because now I can actually take action on this information. So even if you are not prepared or ready to be able to segment your list and send different emails to different people, different messaging, serve different ads, different content, different products. Even if you're not ready to do that right here, right now, today, having the option to do that is what this is all about. So yes, you can start with a simple quiz. No, you don't have to do all these pieces all at once. And you can take it one micro commitment step at a time.
By the way, I really, really think this is a sound and good strategy. I mean, you can, as soon as you describe it, you instantly see that obviously this makes sense. But it helps, I think, like when I was pitching membership sites to people last month. Mm. I was trying to help people visualize themselves with a membership by explaining to them all the different areas where you could have a membership. There are math teachers offering lesson plans on a monthly basis, or, you know, let's say veterinarians offering various coaching to improve your pet's health, or let's say financial advisors who advise divorced women how to manage their money. Whatever it is, there's such a wide variety. Well, I'm sure the same thing goes for you. So what are examples of markets where people successfully use this type of so-called quiz funnel?
Yeah, you know, and I'll just kind of reverse some of the examples that you just threw out right now. This is spontaneous. So just to kind of put it into context, but for example, if you are a financial planner, are you really ready for retirement? Take this quiz to find out now. Are you making one of these common retirement mistakes? Take this quiz to find out now, to segue people into a conversation with you and hopefully become a client. If you are in the insurance business, what type of life insurance is right for you? Take the quiz to find out now. Are you underinsured or overinsured? Or do you have gaps in your coverage? Take this quiz to find out now. So you can start to see how you identify and put under the microscope challenges and problems that people have that naturally segue and lead people to a desire to work with you. I'll give just a smattering of examples, right? So I think of, for example, if you have an expertise in something, right? You have a membership that you want to drive people to. I think of Will Hamilton. He has a tennis membership, teaching people how to play tennis online. And he uses a series of quizzes to drive people into his membership. One of his quizzes is the serve killer quiz. What mistake are you making when it comes to hitting a tennis ball on your serve? Take the quiz to find out now. His quiz was so successful, he created half a dozen quizzes in his business. He has a serve killer quiz, a doubles killer quiz, a mental game killer's quiz, a forehand quiz, a backhand quiz, all designed to attract, diagnose, and prescribe. I think of, in contrast, Morgan Gist McDonald. She's in the book publishing space. She created a quiz. What is the right publishing path for you? So she helps aspiring authors publish their book. And in the publishing world, there are just so many options, right? Like, do you self-publish, traditional publish, vanity press? Do you do an ebook, a physical book, hardcover, softcover? Do you do an audiobook, free plus shipping, giving away bonuses? Like, what path is right for you? So she has a quiz that helps people identify what publishing path is right for you. And then that sends people to book a phone call with her and her team to talk about working with her company. Gosh, I mean, I think about Deirdre Faye. She's a therapist, like a local therapist in a local market. She has a quiz funnel that she uses to get more clients. I think of Ben Cummings. He has an e-commerce brand in the health and beauty space. He uses a quiz funnel. Andy Mackinson has an e-commerce business that sends a curated box of healthy food to your home. He uses a quiz in his business to figure out what package is right for you based on things like your dietary preferences, your food allergies, what types of foods that you like to eat, your household, you've got kids, no kids, all of these different things to send the right package and recommend the right product for you. So, I mean, we could go on and on and on, but if you sell a digital course, if you sell any sort of client service, if you are looking to get more appointments, get more clients, if you sell a physical product, a digital product, and it really doesn't matter the price point of your product either. It could be a low ticket product, a high ticket product, or really anywhere in between. And it all has to do, Tom, with this universality of this promise of self-discovery, the promise that someone's going to discover something about themselves and be spoken to as an individual, not in a one-size-fits-all way, but in a way where you're asking questions in the same way that you would be selling someone in person. How would you sell someone in person? Would you just start shouting your marketing message to them? Or do you begin, if you met someone at the gas station or at a Starbucks or wherever, you begin by doing what? Asking people a series of questions. But instead of having that conversation one person at a time, this allows you to have that same conversation on autopilot with 100 or 1,000 people a day, all day, every day.
All right. Well, I eat this stuff up. I could talk about this stuff all day long. And as a matter of fact, I do. When I come across somebody like you at a party or something, well, I'm tuning out the rest of the people and I just want to sit and talk about this. At my high school reunion, we missed the last one because of COVID. But before that, I found out that one of my high school classmates did marketing for Procter & Gamble. So, well, I wanted to know all about this. And so she was telling me about. Yeah, they do A/B, they do split testing, and even little things like the color of the buy button and all that, they test it all. And stuff like that I absolutely love. So for those folks out there who also love this stuff or who just who also want to do something that increases your sales and your audience and all that, like how do people find out more?
Yeah, it's a great question. And if you're listening to this right now, your timing could not be more perfect. And here's the reason why. Once a year, we have this free online digital event. And this year, we are going through the process of how to get ready for this new Web 3.0 era. We're going to be talking about how to shift your traffic strategy. We're going to be covering how to shift your product strategy. We're going to be covering what to do about data and privacy and what shifts and changes you need to make and how to shift your funnel, focusing on this quiz funnel strategy. We're going to be talking about how to decide which of the three types of quizzes is right for you, how to come up with questions you should ask. What should your quiz actually be about? And if you're the type of person that likes to see real life examples, we're going to be going through dozens of real life examples so you can see other businesses and what it actually looks like, what they've set up. And I know we've got a special link that we set up for listeners to be able to join us. Again, it's a once a year event. It is live, so you do want to be there. And the Web3 training that kicks things off is 100% free. The only catch is we only do this once a year, and you've got to be there in order to dive deeper and learn how to set this up step by step. So, Tom, I know we've got a link that we've set up for everyone. I'll let you share that link and invite people to join us. That's the best next step to take the start of this conversation and begin putting it into action and in practice to launch, grow, and scale your business.
Well, link is tomwoods.com/web because we're talking about Web 3.0. So tomwoods.com/web. You should go to this. I know I have business people out there. You should go to this. We theorize a lot about capitalism. We say it's a great system. But the other side of that is, how about trying to be the best capitalist you can be, which basically just means serving your people the best way you possibly can. And that involves keeping up with what's going on these days and what the trends are and what works now and what doesn't work anymore should be discarded. And that's what Ryan specializes in. He specializes in it, so you and I don't have to. So we can just go about our day, and then he lets us know what works and what trends we should follow and what we should be doing right now. So I will certainly be there. Without a doubt, I will be there and maybe even commenting on it on the Tom Woods Show, but I want to see, I want there to be a throng of engaged Tom Woods Show audience people there. Tomwoods.com/web is the link to go sign up. So you should go do that right now while you're thinking about it. And Ryan, best of luck with, I mean, not that you need it, but continued good luck with all the good and important things you're doing.
Tom, it's always an absolute pleasure. Whenever we speak, I feel re-energized. And look, I'll say this. For anyone who wants to take control of your future, have sovereignty over your financial wealth, this is the path for succeeding in this new Web 3.0 future. And the moves that you make here today will determine the winners of tomorrow. So I'd love to invite anyone who is remotely interested to join us. And again, tomwoods.com/web. It's going to be fun. We're going to cover a lot of ground and excited to get started and dive right in.
Ryan is one of the good guys, folks. Just Google him. You'll see that instantly. You know, he's not a lightning rod like old Woods here where people aren't quite sure. You know, people on the other side don't really know how they feel about it. No. Everybody loves Ryan because he makes miracles happen for people, honestly, with all the research, and his strategies are all just top-notch. So check him out. Thanks again, Ryan. We'll talk soon.
Awesome.
All right, folks, definitely check this out for 5 days. Ryan's going to have a different expert on each day talking about a different aspect of business that's going to be affected or is currently being affected by Web 3.0. Nothing for sale, but it's really, really valuable material that you're getting for basically nothing. So check it out, tomwoods.com/Ryan. And even if you're not in business yet, but you're thinking about doing it, why not learn now the way you need to organize it now, rather than make all the mistakes and then have to chuck everything and start all over again? I mean, why would you want to do that? So check out what Ryan and his colleagues are going to be teaching in this symposium. So tomwoods.com/Ryan is where you want to go. Tomorrow, I've got Michael Heiss coming back on to talk to us about what just happened at the Libertarian National Convention. If you haven't heard about it, you are in for a very, very pleasant surprise. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.